I think it's something that all types of audiences, I was going to say all sizes and shapes, young and old and new to dance and sophisticated audience members will appreciate. I think it has to do with the sort of new appreciation America has in general for its past, its cultural past. You know, we sort of have a new perspective on the 20th century and all we achieved as a country, sort of taking our place as a world power and finding our own forms of self-expression, from the greats of American jazz to Gershwin and Copland and Hemingway and O'Keefe and O'Neill, Frank Lloyd Wright. You know, we were really searching for our own national voice. And Martha Graham did that for American movement. Audiences have a new appreciation for that.
I believe the first part of the performance is sort of a guided tour of Martha Graham's career and of her influence and of her work.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we like to show the audience theatrically how Martha Graham launched her revolution, so they can experience really how dramatic the shift was in American dance at that era. So we begin with some of the dances, the style of dancing that Martha Graham would have studied and performed and emerged out of, but then rejected. And you see some of that dance, and then you see some of Martha Graham's very early revolutionary works. And it's a real reminder of how she launched this incredible shift.
What I'm especially excited about is the Lamentation Variations, which is a connection of course, one of her iconic works, but seen in a new way. Three contemporary choreographers contributing there.
Right. And it also theatrically demonstrates to our audiences just the enormous influence and resonance Graham's discoveries have been over the years. This is very contemporary choreography and very different styles. We asked three young choreographers to view a DVD of Martha Graham dancing her iconic solo Lamentation and to create choreographic sketches in reaction to that solo, each with their own very distinct style. There are creative rules for these short works. We give each choreographer 10 hours of rehearsal only. Mm. We tell them they have to keep it under 4 minutes long, which is how long Lamentation is. They can choose any number of dancers in the company. They have to choose public domain music and simple costumes, etc. And in fact, it's been so successful that we have commissioned two more Lamentation variations. There are a total of five now. And we've just commissioned three more new ones that will premiere next March. So it's an ongoing project, allows us to have a wide range of artistic voices working for us and for our company to be performing very diverse work, but all organically tied to who we are.
Have you had any conversations with the choreographers after it was done, after the rehearsal, and whether they were intimidated? Because this is one of the most iconic dances that you can think of in American history. Were they excited? Were they scared? All of the above?
they all complain about the rules. You know, they think 10 hours of rehearsal is way too little. And each one of them has broken one of the rules somehow, you know, using extra time or using fancier costumes or not using public domain music. But in fact, they find the rules kind of liberating because we don't try to limit their style. We don't ask them to be Martha Graham. We ask them to intensely be themselves and just to use this work to spark their own creativity. And they're highly appreciative of it.
You know, for decades, dancers in this company knew and were influenced personally by Martha Graham. You would have a connection because the person was there. Now, there are many dancers, of course, who don't have that ability, never met her. Do you think that makes any difference whatsoever?
Yes, I think it probably frees the work in a way, kind of maybe relates to this idea that America now has some perspective on its own history in the 20th century. Graham dancers and the dance world in general has a more of a context to view Martha, a perspective on her work. I mean, you know, we could compare it to actors who perform Shakespeare.
Right.
They've got what he's left behind. They've got the roadmap. They've got the blueprint. And their own interpretation is what's essential to keeping the art relevant and alive today. And that is, in fact, what Martha taught us. I worked closely with Martha, and she wanted you to invest yourself. She didn't want you to mimic her performance or performances of other dancers who may have performed the roles before you. She expected you to fully invest yourself, the uniqueness of yourself in each role. So that's the line of thought that we take from Martha and are inspired by to continue in her work.
The performance at Walton Arts Center is Thursday night, October 6th at 7. Thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure. We can't wait to be down there.